Welcome to AM Best Audio.
AM Best has taken a cautiously optimistic view of the U.S. crop insurance segment for 2024. Here to explain why is the key author of a newly published Best Market Segment Report, AM Best Associate Director Connor Brock. Connor, welcome. So great to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
Connor, there's quite a bit of detail and aspects to unpack from this report. So let's start with premium growth. The multi-peril crop insurance segment reported premium growth in excess of 35% in both 2021 and 2022. In 2023, that level contracted by 3.6%. Can you explain what happened there?
Yeah, thank you, Laura. It's a great question. So crop insurance premiums are closely tied to agricultural commodity prices and their expected volatility. So that strong growth that you noted in 2021 and 2022 was due to higher agricultural commodity prices. And in 2023, we saw prices sort of level off a bit, and as well as slight revisions to volatility factors. And so although corn prices were relatively stable, the lower premium was due to a decline in that volatility factor. Soybeans were down over 17% due to the lower prices and volatility factors. Wheat increased 30% due to the higher prices of wheat, while cotton declined over 30%. So taking all that together, overall premiums did decline, as you note, 3.6% for the year.
And how was the segment's underwriting performance in 2023?
2023 underwriting results were weaker than the previous year. They deteriorated about 4.5 points, and the combined ratio for the year was a 107.3, which indicates a $750 million underwriting loss. And so the deterioration was due to an increase in the net loss and LAE ratio, while the underwriting expense ratio was relatively stable. And so more than half of the top writers reported underwriting losses for the year. On the private crop insurance side, they also struggled with a combined ratio of 140 in 2023. And so competition in this segment is high, and the pricing is particularly soft with consistent underwriting losses since it's been introduced to the statutory blank as a separate line.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And what role has weather played here, in particular catastrophes and secondary perils?
Yeah, crop insurance is vulnerable to weather trends such as the growing frequency and severity of natural catastrophes. So drought, hail, excessive rainfall, wind, flood, all of these perils have a significant impact on the performance of crop insurers. And so drought and excessive heat conditions in particular have been troublesome for the segment, with drought being the leading individual cause of multi-peril crop losses in the three most recent years. And in 2023, there were over 40,600 claims attributable to drought, which drove over $6.6 billion of indemnity payments to producers. And in addition to that, there were another 13,000 claims due to heat, which drove over $1.4 billion of indemnities. And losses due to other perils, such as tropical storms, derechos, and hail, have also become more prevalent in recent years.
Given some of those factors, how is AM Best viewing this segment's performance for 2024?
Yeah, for 2024, we're taking a cautiously optimistic view that underwriting results will show improvement. We do expect premiums to decline due to lower commodity prices. But it is still early, I should note. And at this time, based on our discussions with rated crop insurers, as well as a preliminary report from data analytics firm Verisk, known as the Crop Alert, overall yields for major crops such as corn and soybeans are expected to be slightly improved from 2023, which bodes well for crop insurers. And while commodity prices have declined somewhat, the reductions have been within producers' deductibles. And so we do expect to see some improvement in results. But on the other hand, in the private crop segment, we do expect further underwriting losses due to that consistently soft pricing.
Connor, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Lori.
That was AM Best Associate Director Connor Brock. You can view the Best Market Segment report on our website at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.